Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome, welcome, welcome once again, dear viewers. And yes, with the company and in the company of our honorable guest, Maulana Abdul Qadir Attari, Sallamahu al-Bari, we say welcome all our guests to all our viewers of Madani Channel throughout the globe, from whichever part of the world you are watching this particular program and you have joined this program via the satellite or the social media. We say welcome, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. May Allah Kareem grant the brothers and sisters throughout the globe full reward, maximum thawab and reward for sacrificing for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla and for going through these various different types of hardships, having sabr and patience over them only for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jihad, dear viewers, to explore and to overcome the hardships of this world, we have decided to speak about a very important and a very common and famous discussion, and that is to do with the worship of our pious predecessors, how they had led their lives, their statements, their worship, their taqwa and piety, their good akhlaq and good conduct and character. All these are things that we could be inspired after we listen to the lives of our pious predecessors, how much of sacrifice they would render for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, listening to their statements and to their sayings will most definitely give us enthusiasm and jazbah to attain Allah's closeness and Allah's proximity, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So, though our discussion, Mulana Sahib, is to do with the worship of our pious predecessors, their taqwa, piety, and understanding of the deen, and we want to draw inspiration from their lives. We want to attain Allah's closeness just as they during their lifetime, Wasab, had worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla and attained such maqam and such heights, which today hum ye sochte hain ki ye wo hastiyan hain ki unke paas kabhi khana bhi nahi hota tha khane ke liye Wasab. They never have much transportation than expensive vehicles to travel in and so on and so forth. Lekin dekha ye jata hai ki 800 saal guzar chuke hain, 900 saal guzar chuke hain. Over 900 years or 1000 years has passed for many of these people and personalities. But aaj tak inki rozo ko dekh karke hum koshish karte ki imitate kare. We look at the andaz-e kalam, the good conduct and character with people and the lives that they have changed, Maulana Sahib. It's very inspirational and very important for the followers to also follow, subhanallah. So, Mawasab, it is stated that whoever does not express gratitude for the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla and does not adopt humility, inkisari and ajzi, Allah Azza wa Jalla halts his worldly benefit and opens a layer of hellfire for him, Allah. And if Allah wills, he may forgive such a person or punish such a person. Now, before we understand firstly the andaz and the way of how our pious predecessors worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani worship se pehle hum is cheez ko samaj lein ki the one who does not express gratitude for the bounties Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him and he does not adopt humility. Ek to wo shukr bhi nahi karta hai aur na hi wo inkisari aajzi bhi adopt karta hai. Such a person, Mawasab, will be restricted when it comes to the worldly bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this includes many things. When a person is restricted from bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla, all these are various bounties and blessings in your life. You have wealth, you have money, you have dawlat, you have properties, you have vehicles to drive, you have many homes and cars. Or if you have one roof over your head, the fact that Allah has sustained you all these years, all this time, subhanallah, for the perfect body, limbs and body parts you have. And if we do not adopt humility, we still show arrogance and pride, then how do you worship Allah Azza wa Jalla? How do you gain the benefit and the blessings of that worship? Allahu Akbar. How do you attain Allah's proximity and closeness when Allah is upset and angry with such a person that he halts his worldly benefits. Allah puts a stop and does not allow for those benefits to reach that banda until he learns to show gratitude and give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the bounties. The fact that, Mu'asab, we learn our pious predecessors and their worship and their andaz of worship was far different. Their sincerity and khulus and ikhlas in whatever they have done was only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But what and how should be the starting points for the followers, Mu'asab? Yani hum chahane walon mein se hain. Hum sab, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It's my husn azan that all the viewers of Madinah channel out there, they all are lovers and followers. But it's often seen, Mu'asab, that it's always restricted to the tongue alone. Yani, this statement that I am a follower, an adamant follower, is restricted to the tongue. Following, hum amal se nahi kar paate. Yani, aise buzurgaan deen hai, jinhone taraviya nahi chhodi, Ramzan Sharif ke maah mein roze nahi chhode, Quran Sharif ki tilawat nahi chhode. There's so many examples that can be given. If Mu'asab can give some examples together with that, give us a start and a reason as to how can we become true and good followers of the pious predecessors.
Ji Huzur, alhamdulillah, as Mu'asab has said, that we claim to be those who adhere to the teachings of these pious predecessors, or those who imitate and walk into the footsteps of our pious predecessors. Maybe, let's say, we are, alhamdulillah, we are Qadri. So we have joined the silsila of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, Allah Ta'ala Ali. Some of us are Chishti. We have joined the silsila of Khaja Mu'ayyuddin Chishti, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. We are Hanafis, alhamdulillah. We are Shafi'is. So we are linked to the Imam of millions of Muslims, subhanAllah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. We read Bukhari to a large degree. Even general people, you may find them saying that, you know, oh, he's written in Bukhari, subhanAllah. And they're very quick to say that. But then when it comes to their actions, then they don't match up to the actions of Imam Bukhari, the actions of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, the actions of Imam Shafi, the actions of Khaja Gharib Nawaz, the actions of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We are nowhere to be seen. When it comes to the claiming of it, oh yes, we are Chishti, we are Qadri, we are Hanafi, and we read Bukhari, then all of it comes out. When it comes to action, we take a backseat.
Allah.
Quietly.
Allah,
so it's very convenient. We conveniently forget the actions. All remains is the words. The words without the backing of the action is just empty words. Somebody may say, for example, I love my children. I love my children. The father says, I love my children to bits. When it comes to paying allowance, school fees, he is nowhere to be seen. When it comes to providing groceries, he is nowhere to be seen. He can't provide milk for the child. But the claims are there. I'm a great father, but there's no action to back up that statement. So these are the ways that we tend to make up. Okay, if the actions are there, the world will see it. If it's just words, then we don't have any way to back it up. Any way to prove our claim to be those who adhere to these pious predecessors, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Bukhari. Imam Bukhari, for example, he would read the entire Quran during the day and recite all of it each in the night in his nawafil as well. That is Imam Bukhari. For those who say at every occasion, oh, Imam Bukhari, he says this, yeah, this hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, mashallah, who become muhaddith instantly, you know, nowadays, you get people. No, it's in Bukhari. But the same people you'll find that they would hardly ever pick up the Holy Quran. Whereas Imam Bukhari, he would recite one Quran entirely during the day and one Quran in the night in the Nawafil Salah. That's how many Nawafil Salah he would read, subhanAllah. You can imagine how much time one would have to allocate to recite this much Quran and this much Nawafil day and night and to recite Quran. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, 62 khatams of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Again, we claim to be Hanafis, mashallah. Yes, we do follow him in the principles of fiqh and so on. But then at the same time, is it only limited to that? It shouldn't be limited to that. We follow the masala of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, but we don't follow the taqwa of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. His masla was what he has written, what he has passed on as verdicts. His taqwa was that he would always be engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had left no room for any time that is there where he's not engaged in the remembrance of Allah, when he's not engaged in qala Allah wa qala Rasul, where he's not engaged in the nawafil, in the recitation of the Holy Quran. So this was the life of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He wouldn't leave Quran. In the house where he passed away, it is documented that he recited Quran 7,000 times.
7,000
times. Cover to cover, subhanAllah. We can only imagine those numbers. We wouldn't even have finished 700 khatams of the Holy Quran.
Yes.
And if we want to truly follow Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, this is the spirit in which we should follow him. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he's also the Imam, the great Imam of Fiqh, mashallah. And he would also recite Quran abundantly, subhanallah. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he would also recite Quran and perform ibadat immensely. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, he would recite the Holy Quran every night consecutively for 15 years. He did that.
Ya Allah.
And he was taught Quran before he was even born by his mother, subhanallah. She was an ardent reciter of the Holy Quran, and she recited up to the 18th volume of the Holy Quran. And in that, while he was in the womb of his mother, he memorized those 18 volumes. When on the first day of madrasa, he recites 18 volumes of the Holy Quran, subhanAllah.
No, Masab, really speaking, subhanAllah, all these are such accounts and incidents and parables which, it provokes a person to tread the path of sacrifice, of trying at least, subhanAllah. And this is, dear viewers of Adhani channel, the lives of our pious predecessors, they are our role models. They are our mentors, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Do you know Hazrat Sayyidina Maymoon bin Mihran, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, bohut ye bade buzur guzre hain, subhanAllah. Aap farmate hain. Whoever wishes to know his rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Very beautiful, yani nuskha inhone diya maasa.
SubhanAllah.
Hazrat Sayyidina Maymoon bin Mihran, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He said, any person wants to know his maqam ki, ya, mera maqam kya hai Allah ke bargah mein? What is my status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Ya farmate hain ki he should ponder over his actions. His actions shall reflect his rank in the court of Allah. Apne amal ko dekhe. Ki hum kis tarah ke log hain. Phir wahan se hume andaza ye hoga ki hum Allah ke bare mein kya kya maqam rakhte hain. This is for us to analyze, for us to realize, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Inhone do line kahi hain. Maa sahab, two words, but filled with wisdom, filled with hikmat. And aaj hum baar baar is baat ko kyun repeat karte hain ki Imam Azam ne itne Quran Sharif khatam kiye hain? Kyun hum repeat karte hain? Kyun hum is cheez ko repeat karte hain ki Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz ne yun namazein padhi hain, to Ghaus-e Pak ne yun namazein padhi hain, to yun itne saal unhone fajr ke wuzu se isha ki namaz padhi hai? Kyun hum is cheez ko bayan karte hain? Because we are impressed, dear viewers. आप किसी के एक्शंस को देखे, उस एक्शन से पता ये चलता है कि उसका मकाम क्या अल्लाह की बारगाह में. Therefore, for the last almost 800-900 years, the whole dunya, the Muslim world speaks about the lives of these pious people, these pious personalities, these pious individuals, these abstinent people, God-fearing people. These are the real men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessed companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the awliyas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ab inhone is tarah ki ibadat ki hai, tabhi to hum bayan kar rahe hain, tabhi to hum pesh kar rahe hain is cheez ko. On Madinah channel, you would often hear the lives and the lifestyle of our pious predecessors. Why we are so impressed and why do we often deliver these type of speeches is for us to withdraw such lessons, for us to take lessons and take valuable lessons from the lives of those personalities and implement in our lives. Paste it in our lives after copying it from their lives and see the difference. Where do you move from where you are to where you want to be? SubhanAllah. It is their Mubarak actions. As they done, all you have to do is imitate. All you have to do is copy and paste. All we have to do is do as our seniors have done, because they have followed the sunnah of Mustafa Jani Rahman sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have not debated with the ignorant people. Why do we want to debate with ignorant people? They have not debated with scholars. Why do we want to debate with scholars? But we say we love our pious predecessors. Allahu Akbar. The very same personality had said, the Quran guides those who obey it to the extent it makes them reach Jannah. Quran is a guide, as you heard, Master Sahib. How many times does
Subhanallah.
Imam Azam complete the Quran Pak in the month of Ramadan?
61 times.
61 times, Subhanallah. 61 times. And this personality, he has mentioned the Quran guides those who obey to the extent that it will make that person enter Jannah. It's such a navigation that it will not misguide you. It will navigate you all the way to Jannah. It will make you walk the path. And it does not abandon those who abandon it. Rather, it pursues those until it makes them fall into the hell. Rather, Subhanallah, it pursues them until it makes them fall into the hellfire, dear viewers. It'll aid you to come out of the hellfire and be guided. And if you're on the wrong side, it will bring you to Jannah, Subhanallah. If you are doing evil, it will make you stop your evil. This is the recitation of the Quran Pak. It's a guide, Subhanallah. Hum kyun is cheez ko follow nahi karte hain, dear viewers of Badhani Chara. The very same personality has mentioned, the world only holds goodness for two types of people. For the repentant, for the one who repents, and for that person who does virtuous deeds. Allahu Akbar, to attain a high rank and maqam. So, let's become practical Muslims. For how long are we only going to inspire our hearts when we listen to the praises of others? For how long we are going to say, wow, 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 wonders, subhanallah, kya baat hai. Hum khud to inspire to hote hain. Lekin amal kab hum karenge apni life. We have heard for the last 60 years that Ghawse Pak finishes 61 Quran in the month of Ramadan. Kya hum ek bhi khatam kar paate hain Ramzan Sharif?
Masab, it also, on a positive note, it gives us some reference, point of reference. For example, we all need a point of reference. Like if you are new in the field, right? You would see someone who's an expert of the field.
Yes.
That gives you a point of reference. Oh, okay, aise hame karna.
Wow.
The best practices.
Subhanallah, the point of reference.
Then you come to know, okay, right, you're learning the ropes. And these are the pious predecessors who show you the way. Subhanallah, who have trodden the path and teach you how it's done.
Kya baat.
Subhanallah. Kya baat. In the same way, like we as believers, on the positive note, alhamdulillah, there's good by default in all of us because we bear the faith, we bear iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if a person, if a believer falls into the pits of darkness of sins, that's not the default state of a believer. That's not the default state of a Muslim. A Muslim is better than that. You know, as how we remind one another, you are better than that.
Zabardast baat, right? Subhanallah.
It's beneath you to do something like that. We tend to say to each other, to remind each other, to help each other get out of the evil habits. Also, if it's something, some mistake we have committed, we remind, we admonish each other in that way. Why do we say that? Because this is the reality and this is the truth. Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that there is good in the life of a Muslim. In every Muslim's heart, there's goodness. Although his nafs may fall prey to evil for the time being, but his heart still remains connected to Allah and on the good. So, and then he gives example. The example, if it is like this, let's say there's a person there who falls into the najasat, who falls into the filth. He slips and falls. And there's water around him, clean water as well. Although his body, his nafs may be in that filth, but his heart longs for that clean water to be cleansed, subhanallah. So likewise, we as Muslims, we yearn to be cleansed, to be purified, to go for the virtues and abstain from the vices. And the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, presents a perfect opportunity for us to achieve that objective, to submit ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to really devote ourselves and earn the virtues and at the same time abstain from the vices, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Thumma ameen. Dear viewers of Badhani Channel, kya hum kamyab ho sakte hain? Definitely hum ho sakte hain agar hum koshish karein. Subhanallah, Masab, you know, modesty is a very great ni'mat and blessing itself. Sharm o haya. And hum jab pious practices ki baat kare, hum ek angle to bhi liye hain ki we discussing the angle of ibadat, taqwa, piety, khauf e khuda. But there's many other aspects as well, Masab. You know, one thing which makes it easier for a person to become pious and tread the path of piety, drawing inspiration from our pious predecessors, is ki hum modesty nahi likhte, Masab. No, ye sharm o haya ki baatein jo hoti na, hamare jo akabirin hain, our pious predecessors, they were drowned in modesty, Masab. You know, yani bahut sharm o haya. They would feel shy from each and from people, Masab, from insan. Then what do you think will be the level of their shyness and haya when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jalla? It comes for the Creator Himself. So, you know, it can be looked into and seen how our pious predecessors would allow the Quran to, you know, the ayat, and they would reflect over the verses of the Quran, and immediately, Masab, the Quranic verse will remind them not to commit certain action. Tabhi to ye book of guide hai na, warna ye kaise book of guide hai, Masab? You tell me. It's a navigation. It aids a person and stops a person from committing sins. Lekin ye dekha gaya hai ki hum subah se leke sham tak agar business kar rahe hain, koi kaam kar rahe hain, phir guna hone pe koi ayat hame remind kyun nahi karti? A person wants to steal. How often does any ayat of the Quran remind a person do not steal? A person may ghibat. Din mein hum 20 martaba astaghfirullah, ala'udhu billah. If anybody through the waswas of shaitan ye ghibat mein mubtala ho jata hai. How many times does the ayat of the Quran come to remind him, the one who makes ghibat eats the flesh of his dead brother? Ye sawal hai maza. Abhi dekhe, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was in his life, in his Mubarak era, Masab, there was a young personality, young, no jawan ladka, bilkul no jawan tha. It is said that he would worship a lot. He would worship Allah Azza wa Jalla a lot. So he would, you know, read namaz behind Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, jinke saaye se shaitan bhaga karta tha. Ye wo Umar hai radiallahu anhu. Aap khud itne impressed the uski ibadat ko dekar. ये जो नौजवान लड़का है इतना इबादत करता है. सो इमेजिन हाउ मच ऑफ वर्शिप दैट यंग बॉय हैड डन दैट कॉज्ड उमर रज़ियल्लाहु अन्हु टू बी सरप्राइज्ड एट हिज वर्शिप. ये अपने वालिदैन का ख्याल भी रखता था, घर की घर का तमाम काम काज भी किया करता था. मौसब ही वुड डू हिज बिजनेस, हिज वर्क, एंड ही वुड कैरी ऑन विद लाइफ. सो व्हाट हैपेंड वन डे वाज कि नचल में मौसब एज ही वुड गो टू फॉर सला, आफ्टर परफॉर्मिंग इशा सला इन द मस्जिद, this young man would go to look after his father. Ab jab ye apne abba ke ghar tak jaya karta tha na, to rozana ek ladki, one girl would stop him and she would entice him, provoke him, whatever it is, and ye bas lahul padte hue nikal jaya karte the. Ek din kya hua ki he slipped and he went closer towards her. Ab jab ye kareeb gaye, so he recalled this verse in the holy Quran Pak in surah al-a'raf, verse number 201, bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون.
الله أكبر. Indeed, those who fear get alerted. Indeed, those who fear get alerted whenever a temptation from the devil troubles them. Yes, ye bahut badi baat hai Masab.
Innal ladheena taqaw idha massahum ta'ifum min ash-shaytan.
So those who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, somehow one reminder is sent to them, they get alerted. When they get alerted, Masab, jab bhi koi waswasa dil mein aa jaye, jab bhi koi hamla ho shaitan ki taraf se, jab bhi koi war शैतान की तरफ से हो, तो ये वो मुसलमान है, ये वो मोमिनीन है जिनको खबर पहुंच जाती है कि शैतान का वार आया है. सुभान अल्लाह. बस इन्होंने एक आयत पढ़ी, यानी ही रिकॉल दिस वर्स. व्हाट इज द तर्जमा? इदा मसहुम ताइफुम मिनश शैतानी तذكरू फइदा हुम मुबसिरून एंड दे परसीव इमीडिएटली. सो व्हेनेवर ए टेम्पटेशन फ्रॉम द डेविल ट्रबल्स देम एंड दे परसीव इमीडिएटली इज द तर्जमा. ये बस आयत को कॉल करने के बाद आप बेहोश गिर पड़े. He did not enter the home of this girl wahi se yani din bhar aap wahi pe pade rahe jab tak pade rahe. His walid sahab in his old age when looking around for him, mera beta kaha hai. After finding out the whereabouts of his son, he fetched his son. It is said that he was unconscious. After he gained his consciousness, he was asked. The son was asked, kya hua beta, tum wahan pade hue the, kya majra kya tha? So he gave the whole story to his father. He said, Abba, bas rozana wahan se guzarta tha, aapke ghar pe aata tha main kaam karne ke liye, and this girl used to call me. Bas ye verse, I recall this ayat of the Quran, mein behosh gir pada. Ab ye bolte bolte apne wali sahab ko sunate sunate intiqal bhi ho gaya muasab. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. His soul separated from his body. He was buried overnight. Yani all his rites were carried out overnight. The next morning, this news reached Khalifatul Muslimin Umar radiyallahu anhu. After which he inquired from the father that, why did you not call me? I would have attended the janazah as well. It was said, ya sayyidi, aapke neend mein khalal na ho, is wajah se aisa hua. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu then said, no problem, let's go to the qabristan. And when he goes to the graveyard, he looks at the grave of this young man and he says, addressing the qabr, yani sahib qabr ko address karte hue, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu ne yu farmaya, wa liman khafa maqama rabbihi jannatan, and for the one who fears to stand before his Lord are two gardens. The one who fears standing in the majestic court of Allah azza wa jalla, there's two gardens. Jo Allah se dare uske liye do jannate hain. Allahu akbar. Ye Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu ne us shakhs se kaha jiska intiqal ho chuka tha. All those hazirin that were present heard from inside the grave a voice that emanated, mentioned, and Allah has already granted me the two jannats you have spoken about. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Masab. This story had caused me to, you know, reflect and ponder over the taqwa and piety of this young man. Look at his khawf-e khuda. Yani, unhone koi ghalt, he did not engage in the wrong activity at the time when he went unconscious, Masab. When he recalled that verse, when the waswasas of the devil. Hamare ibadat ke liye, Masab, it's very important that we also get alerted when the temptations of shaitan in the dunya enters into our hearts. Hum kab alert hote hain, Masab? What alerts us so that we could perform that ibadat and that worship without any interference of shaitan?
Masab, you've spoken, alhamdulillah, about Quran and how can Quran inspire us and how can it even come to that level where whenever we are doing something or about to do something or we are reacting to something of a situation of life, then how can we perceive Quranic guidance in this regard instead of using our own head? For example, we are encountering a similar situation. You are driving past, you see something that you're not supposed to look at, but you are caught, captivated. And first gaze is forgiven, the second gaze is against, it's counted. At that time you want now the inspiration of the Holy Quran to kick in. But how would that happen if you never understood the Holy Quran? For example, we recite the Holy Quran, but many of us do not understand what we are reciting. So, in this regard, Imam Abu Talib Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says that Quran has a right upon us. And the right of the Holy Quran upon us is that we must learn to understand it.
Yeah.
Reciting Quran is just not limited to the articulation of Arabic words, but rather to understand them. Then he says, an Imam Abu Talib Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is that Imam. Even Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala is inspired by his writing. So Imam Abu Talib Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that just as we have been commanded to recite the Holy Quran, we are also commanded to understand it. Meaning similarly, as important as it is to recite the Holy Quran, it is equally as important to understand it. So what efforts are we making to understand the Holy Quran? Barely we know how to recite it. That too, the makharij and ad-durust, we don't know where to stop, where to continue.
This is the thing, Masab.
Yes.
So a person is motivated to carry out any action of worship, providing ki maza hai usme.
Yes.
Yani banda agar gaadi chala raha hai to chahta hai ki I'm not going to drive in a place where my life is in danger. I want to enjoy my ride as well. You eat food, you want to enjoy your food. You make ibadat, you want to enjoy and experience that ibadat. You're standing for salah. Hum namaz mein khade hain. Agar dimag aur dil namaz mein na ho, what is the purpose of such worship, dear viewers of Mother Nature? Hum Quran padhein. ہم ایک دو تین سپارہ کیوں نہ پڑھ ڈالے, پورا منزل پڑھ ڈالے, لیکن ایک لمحے کے لیے بھی ذہن وہاں موجود نہ تھا, بس لب ہل رہے تھے. The lips were shaking, the lips was moving, the tongue was shaking and moving, and you recited, articulated the words, but your mind and heart weren't present there. How do you gain such full benefit from it? We are reminded over and again in the Quran. That's why the Quran is Mu'asab, is a solution for every problem. They, our pious predecessors who had finished 61, 62 Quran, was for the same reason, Mu'asab. All these reminders 61, 62 times in a day. Imagine 62 reminders not to do bad. آپ کسی سے 100 مرتبہ دن میں کوئی چیز ریمائنڈ کرے کہ آپ کو یہ کرنا ہے کرنا ہے کرنا ہے کرنا ہے, تو کیا حال ہوگا اس کا؟
اللہ اکبر, یو ول میک شور دیٹ یو گیٹ یو ار آن بورڈ, یو ار آن پار ود ایوری تھنگ دیٹ یو ہیو بین ڈیزائنڈ ٹو ڈو. اینڈ ڈیفینیٹلی دی اسپیشلی امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ یو ار ریفرنگ ٹو, ماشاءاللہ, ہی از دی ون ہو ٹاٹ اس ہاؤ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ قران, دی پرنسپلز ہی لیڈ آؤٹ ایز ٹو یو نو how you should understand Quran properly and understand the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deduce the masail from the Quran, not only to read it and to understand the meaning of it, but to also dive deeper to understand the principles of the holy Quran, mashallah, and so on and so forth. So they understood Quran in such great detail, and then they taught it to others, subhanallah. They taught it to their students, and their students became the mufassirs of the Holy Quran, subhanallah. Mufassirs, those who have written the commentaries of the Holy Quran. Mu'asab, as you are mentioning, the tafsir of the Holy Quran, to understand Quran, it is very interesting. One can only know how interesting it is and what joy you get out of it once you read it yourself. I cannot explain to you. I mean, you yourself have, alhamdulillah, are fond of reading different tafsir of the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah. And each time you pick up a book of tafsir, 2-3 hours are gone just like that. You don't even feel it. Similarly, if you understood those verses that you were reading the interpretation of, and then you're reading those verses in isolation now without tafsir, that all the meaning is in your mind now. You are again enjoying it, subhanAllah, the recitation and everything. The whole thing, the meaning and everything comes in your head at that time. Okay, I'm reading this ayah, subhanAllah, what a beautiful ayah. I understand the meaning. Let's go, next ayah, let's go. And you want to understand one after the other. Like you are reading Surah Al-Kahf. Many people read Surah Al-Kahf on Thursday night or Friday morning. And some may not understand, but some who do understand it, how much joy you get out of reading Surah Al-Kahf.
Really, really,
Yasin Sharif, we all read on every occasion. Yasin Sharif is read every time we're doing a khatam and so on and so forth. Then Surah Tabarak, subhanallah, that also we read. So these are the surahs that we read repeatedly. But how often is it that we understand the meaning of them? Surah Fatiha, for example, leave everything else. Surah Fatiha that we repeatedly recite at least 20 times a day, fard, in fard salah, subhanallah, 20 times a day. And if we don't understand the meaning of it, how much are we losing out on the joy that we could have gotten by reciting Surah Fatiha while properly understanding it? At least understand its translation, if not the tafsir of it. The knowledge of Surah Fatiha is that knowledge about which Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that if I were to do a commentary on Surah Fatiha, it would make 70 loads of camels. That it would be so voluminous that it would be loaded on 70 camels, subhanallah. So this is the vast meaning of Surah Fatiha itself. At least we could read translation and understand what we are reading, and maybe perhaps little tafsir from Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan that is available in English. Kanzul Iman, subhanAllah, Tarjama, the translation of the Holy Quran, again available in English by your Dawat Islami, by His Eminence Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, and then Tafsir Siratul Jinan, Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, Tafsir Nurul Irfan, Tafsir Naimi, and so on and so forth. In the Urdu language, in Arabic language, you have endless choices, alhamdulillah. So yes, these are different channels and ways the Sunni ulama, the ulama, the great ulama, great pious predecessors, alhamdulillah, have left the work, have done the work. It is for us to now pick up the book and start reading. How easy it is.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Mu'asab, You've given us enough motivation for today. And I'm very much motivated to continue reading, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And we should read, we should study. Dear viewers, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have Islam as our guide. Quran Pak is there, Islam, this beautiful deen is there, subhanAllah, to make us live and tread this path, subhanAllah, of where a person attains Allah's closeness, through which a person attains Allah's rahmat and His mercy, subhanAllah. Ibadat is a very, very, very important tool, dear viewers. And ibadat and worship for Allah Azza wa Jalla Mu'asa, which is so important, and that is the only purpose of human beings. I mean, that is the main purpose of yours in this world. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you everything in this world to benefit from, and if it's asked, why did Allah create you? He says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created insan and jinnat only for His worship. And in this big and huge task for the mu'min and believers, which is designated to you to do, there's only one obstacle, and that obstacle is shaitan, who tries his utmost best to make sure as much as you want to attain the goodness and the sweetness of that ibadat, he will make sure that you do not get it. And this fight and this jung and this battle was between shaitan and every human being. He never left any ghos kutub, abdal, wali, qalandar. He never left any pious person. And where would he leave you and I? We are lay people. We are normal people. We are ordinary Muslims. Allahu Akbar. It is stated by a great personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, if an individual conceals his worship, if an individual conceals his worship just as he conceals his gunas and his sins, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make his worship apparent. Why do you think today the worship of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, the worship of Ghawse Pak, the worship of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, the worship of Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayh, Baba Fariduddin Ganjashakar Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, all these names I mentioned to you, some Awliya Allah, that you would know, Hazrat Data Sahib, Subhanallah, these pious people, though years have passed over them, dear viewers of Madani Channel, yani 500, 600, 700 saal guzar chuki hain inki intiqal ko, lekin aaj tak log jante hain aur yaad rakhte hain ki inki zindagiyan kis tarah ki thi, how they spend their lives worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now see, they concealed their ibadat, their muridin, and those that were close to them witnessed and seen how they would worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Kaise kis tarah 40 saal tak ye hazrat bait karke yani ibadat karte rahe, rote rahe, sajdareez rahe, how they recited the Holy Quran Pak. And subhanAllah, it's documented today. Today we read their life story and draw inspirations that you can't believe, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Has anybody tried reading his namaz-e-fajr with Isha wudu? Yes, but we love, all of us love Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Subhanallah. Can we recite Quran like them, like how they would recite? We try to, but we don't ever have it behind our minds that we follow them in fiqh, we follow them in masail. I want to follow them in taqwa and piety as well. I want to dress as they would dress. I want to be like they would be. I want to have akhlaq and good manners like how they had possessed. Subhanallah. Copy our pious predecessors, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let's put a stop to shaitan. The Quran says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy, for he will only instruct you towards evil and immodesty, and that you fabricate matters concerning Allah Azza wa Jalla, what you do not know. Wa antaqulu ala Allahi ma la ta'lamun. Today, many of us are entangled and trapped in this fitna and this mischief and problem, dear viewers. We are often found giving bayans and lectures on such matters which we have no knowledge about. Allah Pak spoke about this in the Quran. Do not follow the footsteps of the devil. He is your open enemy. He is that enemy that we have forgotten, but he hasn't forgotten us. And he only has one job. Allah even mentioned his job. He will instruct you towards evil and immodesty. Aaj, dunya isi taraf ja rahi hai, dear viewers. On the path of worship, even we can't make the time to recite Quran. Our lives have kept us so busy, has kept us so involved and engrossed in making money in this world, in making paisa in this world, that is paise ke chakkar mein hum apne deen ko peeche chhod chuke hain, bahut peeche chhod chuke hain in the race of this life to make sure that I am together, I am higher than my neighbor, I am higher than my business competitor, so on and so forth. Hum bas bhool chuke hain ki hamara mission kya hai is duniya mein. Allah Kareem se hum dua karte rahe, istighfar mangte rahe. And let's inshallah azza wa jalla gain our strength for worship, because our pious predecessors have mentioned gaining strength for worship and remaining steadfast upon it cannot be achieved unless you develop an intense fear for Allah azza wa jalla. Jab tak wo khauf e khuda dil mein na baithegi na to ibadat ke liye aapka dil nahi manega. Khauf e khuda jab dil se ghaib hai to aap kaise ibadat karna chahenge? Maa sab, khauf e khuda, fear for Allah azza wa jalla is a prerequisite, maa sab. Jinke dilon mein khauf e khuda ho, abhi jo humne waqia suna tha of that youngster, maa sab, jinhone wo ayat kareema sochne ke baad wo zameen pe gir gaye, became unconscious. Khauf e khuda, maa sab. Ghaus-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, shaitan came in the form of clouds and smoke and given such offers ki, oh Abdul Qadir, as of today you don't have to read salah, there's no ibadat for you, your job is done, you have attained success. And Ghaus-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala understood that this is the waswasa of the devil, just like how that young man understood the waswasa of the shaitan. Idha massakum ta'ifum min ash-shaytan, when they understand that this is from devil, Ghaus-e Pak had understood it immediately, because why? They worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone, and they know when Allah had not made this maaf for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew very well Ghaus-e Pak is made maaf. So Ghaus-e Pak understood ki ye shaitan ki taraf se hai. Hum kyun nahi samajhte hain ki hum jab namaz mein hamara dil na lage, ibadat mein dil na lage, koi acha nek kaam hum karne ja rahe ho, dil na lage usme, to hum soch le, hum samajh le ki this is from shaitan. So do something that could chase the shaitan than stopping the action itself. So what we do, agar neend aa rahi hai, ha neend aa rahi hai, neend ko hum zyada ghalba dete hain, zyada taqwiyat dete hain ki ha neend ko hum par neend hi kar lete hain, kya karna, we close the Quran, we go and sleep. Whereas our pious predecessors, when they would read the Quran, some of them would sit on a wall ki agar hum gire to hum zameen pe gire taki dobara neend na aaye. Aise hamare buzurgan e din ne agar Quran padhe, whilst reciting the Quran, if sleep is overtaking, they would go and take a cold shower, cold bath. They would pour water over themselves with a jug. And this would chase, not just move, it would chase away the sleep. They were taken precautions. Why? Because they feared Allah Azza wa Jalla. So what we understand is a prerequisite for extra ibadat is khawf e khuda. If you have no fear for Allah and you fear dunya more than you fear Allah, you can never develop passion for worship like the pious predecessors. Let's get this straight and let's get this right, dear viewers. Because if this wouldn't come right in our lives, for the rest of our lives, we will assume we're pious, but we are not pious. We will assume that we accept it in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, when this is the waswasa of shaitan as well. Only Allah knows best whether we are accepted or rejected, Mu'asab. Allah Kareem hame amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. Chalo, ek bada pyara kalam hai. Kalam ki janib ab jate hain. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, ya Habib Allah, ya Nabi Allah, ya Nur Allah,
khair se jaan zikr e shafaat ki سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے خیر سے جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
ان کے نقش پا پہ غیرت کیجئے کے نقش پا پہ غیرت کیجئے آنکھ سے چھپ کر زیارت کیجئے آنکھ سے چھپ کر زیارت کیجئے
خیز جا ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
ان کے در پہ جیسے غم مٹ جائیے ان کے در پہ جیسے غم مٹ جائیے ناتوانوں کچھ تو ہمت کیجئے ناتوانوں کچھ تو ہمت کیجئے
ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی نصیحت کیجئے
ان کے در پر بیٹھیے بن کر فقیر ان کے در پر بیٹھیے بن کر فقیر بے نواؤ فکر سروت کیجئے بے نواؤ فکر سروت کیجئے
خیز جا ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
ہم تو مارے گو کے کس کے پاس جائیں ہم تو مارے ہو کے کس کے پاس جائیں صدقہ شہزادوں کا رحمت کیجئے صدقہ شہزادوں کا رحمت کیجئے
ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی نصیحت کیجئے
نعرہ کیجئے یا رسول اللہ کا نعرہ کیجئے یا رسول اللہ کا مفلسو سامان دولت کیجئے مفلسو سامان دولت کیجئے
خیز جا ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجئے طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجئے
ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی نصیحت کیجئے
دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانے حسین دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانے حسین آپ پروار وہ صورت کیجئے آپ پروار وہ صورت کیجئے
خیز جا ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے
ذکر شفاعت کیجئے مار سے بچنے کی نصیحت کیجئے
یا نور اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ
علیہ وسلم.
وہاں صاحب سبحان اللہ, we are speaking about our pious predecessors, ان کی زندگیاں, ان کا لائف, ان کا انداز, ان کے طور طریقے, سبحان اللہ. And thus far we've spoken about some great awliya Allahs and akabirin, mashallah. After listening to their taqwa, piety, their andaz of living, یعنی ایک خواہش دل میں تو اجاگر ہو جاتی ہے, لیکن ظاہر سی بات ہے وہاں صاحب, every person sees a doctor wants to become a doctor, nahi ho sakta na hazrat. You see an engineer, yes it can, if you go and practice, you go and study and sacrifice. But subhanallah, when you see the lives of the ulamas, becoming an alim and scholar is one thing, and then attaining maharat over that, muhasab, yani you excel in that position and department by practicing that which you have studied for the years. Allahu akbar, yani that's why I have studied how the prophet would read salah. Now to become a practical Muslim, you will want to copy and paste the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the passage of time, that makes you great in life. It gives you that status once you start practicing and trying day in, day out, subhanallah. Look at the lives of our akabirin, muhasab, the four imams, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And muhasab, we would like for you to maybe perhaps inshallah azza wa jalla shed some light with regards to their mubarak zindagiyan, the mubarak lives as well, and how and what would they do to attain Allah's closeness and proximity, that we could also learn from them, inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah, I would like to start from the ustaz. The ustaz of Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala, the ustaz of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi, the Imam of Ahli Bayt subhanallah. And Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi was his student, as well as Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. So Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi says that whenever I would see him, he would be in either of the three states. Either he would be engaged in Quran, or he would be worshipping, making salah, or he would be in the state of fasting. Subhanallah, one of the three things. Meaning, he would never waste even one moment of his time. Yeah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All the time he is engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his students also learnt his pattern, mashallah, drew inspiration. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was such a great worshipper. And muhasab, in one way it helps you to know what our pious predecessors have achieved. Why? Because they were humans. We are humans. They had 24 hours, we have 24 hours. Their lifespan is similar to ours. They lived for 70, 80 years. We also lived for 70, 80 years. So there's a lot that is in common. So how come they could achieve so much? And we can't even achieve 1% of it. So in one way, it shows us that it's humanly possible. If we want to do it, at least match 10%. It's humanly possible. So inshallah, that we're looking at that, it gives us a motivation, something to look up to, a ladder to climb up to. If nobody had done it and shown us that it can be done. I mean, we can't look at now Bani Israel, who couldn't even perform few times salah, as Musa alayhi salam
Allah
says in the night of Mi'raj. We can't look at them and make them our role model. That wouldn't be right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our role models. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after him, the sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, the awliya Allah, they come and show us the way. See, beta, this is how it's done. You must follow in this direction, in this path, and in this way you will be able to achieve what you are striving for. You will be properly earn the reward and properly earn the title of being a Muslim and a true devotee of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it is mentioned about him that he would spend the entire night of the Islamic month, the first night of the entire Islamic month, and the night of Friday, meaning every Friday night and the first night of every Islamic month, he would devote entirely for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would also, as part of the other nights of the month, he would also recite a portion of the Holy Quran at the time of dawn. So he would separate, he would have a schedule. Okay, first night of every month, I'm dedicating the entire night, meaning he's starting the month on such a good note. Subhanallah, as Islamic month, it starts from the time of Maghrib. So from the time of Maghrib, that is your beginning of the month. And that is the night that he would spend the entire night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not all. Friday night as well, he would devote the entire night for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And other than that, he would keep the dawn to recite a portion of the Holy Quran every time of Fajr. So he would have, alhamdulillah, the barakah, subhanAllah. And if we could look up to them, that is a great motivation. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he fasted continuously for 30 years. And he offered the Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah for 40 years. And he completed the entire Holy Quran in one cycle of Salah for 30 years.
Allah.
So this is his motivation for us now to continue on this path. We have just learnt about his account of reciting the Holy Quran in the month of Ramadan. And then again, now in this way, he would read Nawafil. He would recite an entire Quran in one cycle of Salah for 30 years. He did that.
You know what I'm just thinking as you're talking, Mohsab? Aapne abhi chand mubarak naam ginwaye hain. MashaAllah, aapne jo yani mubarak naam jo liye hain, Mohsab, yani ulama ke. So these pious predecessors, subhanallah, and what they have done and how they had lived, so on and so forth. Aur wo hazrat sari zindagiyan yun karte rahe lekin uska na dhoondne ki humko fayda kaam hua. We have done it once and we want to see the outcome of it. Ye namaz padhne se barkat hoti hai, hum dusre din hi barkat dhoondte hain ki kyun nahi aaye hamari life mein. Ye namaz padhne se itna paisa milna tha, kyun nahi mila? Ye wazifa padhne se fala job milna tha, kyun nahi mila? Hum usko karte hain to hamari niyat ko dekhe na. And our pious predecessors, they would do this because of the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, due to the pleasure of Allah. Yani sincerity ek alag level pe altogether. Hum aapas mein business kare ek dusre ke sath, to hum chahte ki hum loyal rahe, hum acche rahe ek dusre ke sath, hum cheat na kare ek dusre ko taki hum trust kare ek dusre ko, hum business kar paye ek dusre ke sath. Ek dusre ke sath, ek dusre ke mamlaat jo hain huzur, aapas ke jo mamlaat hote hain, jab wo itne serious hum hain, seriously hum lena chahte hain, jab hum ek dusre ke sath len den ke mamlaat kare, then what can be expected when it comes to the muamlas related to Allah Azza wa Jalla? How much more sincere and serious we have to be when it comes to the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Kisi ka iman amanat hai muasab, aur hum khianat nahi karte hain usme. Aur jab koi cheez Allah ke liye ho, ibadat Allah ke liye, this is his, in that ibadat we can't afford to cause any flops, any mistakes. Aur Allah ke liye jo cheez hai, hum usme so karke kar rahe hote hain, hum bhool karke kar rahe hote hain, aur usko normal jaise behave karte hain, normal hai, chalta hai, Allah ghafur rahim hai, maaf kar dega, aage badhte hain, chal jate hain life mein. This is the bad and the, I would say, ignorant attitude of a person.
Yes,
this is ignorance. Ye jihalat hai, is cheez se bachna chahiye. Allah azza wa jalla is qadir, Allah azza wa jalla is khaliq, he is the malik, he is the owner. He is Ghafoor Rahim. He is the most merciful. There is no one who can be more merciful than Allah Azza wa Jalla. But together with that, he is the compeller. He is the one who will take revenge. He is the one who will give punishment. He is the one who inflicts punishment. He is the one who will take you to severe accountability. Ye bhi toh balance hai na. Allow for that balance to be within your life and yourself. And from there, mashallah, see how Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib had mentioned about Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i. Allahu Akbar, Mohsab, I'm really inspired to hear those few things that you mentioned. Yet, there is so much more, Mohsab, which is hidden from us.
Yes.
And we know not, we don't have any knowledge about that as yet. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thus far, what we have learned, Mohsab, is that we can imitate them, we can become like them, but they are prerequisites and we need to fix them. I think for the modern day age people, what's your nasihat and your advice, Masab, as to a person in his 40s and 50s who can't go back to madrasa? He is not going to go and find any mufti sahab and alim sahab ki aap zara check kar lijiyega mera tajweed makharij kaisa hai, uske liye hum kya nasihat kare Masab? What is the right advice for such people?
The right advice for such people is the advice the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a sahabi, and that sahabi had, let's say, an hour or two to live. The malakul maut comes, the angel comes to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angel comes and informs him that this sahabi, and it was the time after asr, that this sahabi only got time between asr and maghrib. How much time is between asr and maghrib? Not a lot of time. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informs this sahabi that there is only little bit time left. So the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has his complete faith and iman in the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asks that, Ya Rasulullah, what should I do in this little time that is remaining? And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to him that engage in learning ilm.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Get busy in learning ilm adeen. And by doing that, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him and taught us a lesson. The narrator of this hadith, he says that if there was anything more virtuous than learning ilm adeen, he would have told him to rather do that. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended him to learn ilm adeen. Why? Because that was the best deed. And if someone thinks, okay, I'm at the age of 30, 40, how can I now, you know, at this age, learn ilm and so on and so forth? This is nothing compared to that, meaning last moment of one's life.
Allahu Akbar.
And he's asking the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what can I do in this little time? He says, engage in learning ilm adeen. Subhanallah. So in this way, he prepared him that if there was anything better to do, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rather tell him to do that instead of learning ilm adeen.
May Allah Kareem shower mercies and blessings upon us and all the viewers of Madani channel who are with us from the beginning, mashallah, and who have taken such inspiration. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you a mind to think and given us the decision to take for our own benefit. So chale inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's follow our pious predecessors and let's worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's follow in their footsteps, subhanallah. The most celebrated jurist in Islamic history, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, was not only a master in jurist, dear viewers, we all know, but a committed Sufi personality who for 30 years fasted continuously and completed the Holy Quran Ibaq in a single cycle of prayer, dear viewers. For 45 years in Fajr prayer with the wuzu of Isha Salah, he completed. Maulana Sahib had mentioned earlier, I'm actually repeating what he had said to remind you. Let's draw inspiration from here. Let's move to the next program. Stay good, be good, do good, and keep reciting salawat upon Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jazakallah to Maulana Sahib as well. Together, myself and Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib seek your ijazah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.